April 9, God's special message for today. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Romans 13:12. In a time like this, we should have but one object in view, the employing of every means that God has provided by which the truth may be planted in the hearts of men. It is the duty of every Christian to strive to the utmost of his ability to spread abroad the knowledge of the truth. God has waited long, and he is waiting still to have the beings that are his both by creation and redemption listen to his voice and obey him as loving, submissive children whose desire is to be near his side and to have the light of his countenance shining upon them. We are to bear the third angel's message to the world, warning men against the worship of the beast in his image, and directing them to take their places in the ranks of those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. God has not revealed to us the time when this message will close or when probation will have an end. It is our duty to watch and work and wait, to labor every moment for the souls of men that are ready to perish. Now, just now, is the time for us to be watching, working, and waiting. The end of all things is at hand. The Spirit of the Lord is working to take the truth of the inspired word and stamp it upon the soul, so that professed followers of Christ will have a holy, sacred joy that they will be able to impart to others. There is need of a deeper, stronger, more constraining testimony on the power of the truth as seen in the practical godliness of those who profess to believe it. We are to have the truth planted in the heart and teach it to others as it is in Jesus. The world is in a very solemn period, for souls are deciding what will be their eternal destiny. Satan and his angels are continually plotting to make void the law of God, and thus to enslave the souls of men in the toils of sin. The darkness which is covering the earth is deepening, but those who walk humbly with God have nothing to fear.